In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Peace be with you. In many of Christ's resurrectional appearances to his disciples, again after he was raised from the dead, he greets them in this way: peace be with you. And because Christ greets his disciples this way, so many times in the liturgy, the priest will turn around and bless the people with that same blessing of Christ: peace be with you. Now, the liturgy is not only an opportunity to come together as the church to give God the worship that he is due, and it is in fact that, but it is also a model of the Christian life, so that we can be in the kingdom here and take it with us when we depart, to expand the kingdom of God and bring his presence with us to our homes, at work, school, or wherever we might find ourselves. His kingdom is present wherever he is. And so let us make him present in the world. We proclaim many times in the Psalms, and especially during Lent, God is with us. God is with us because he is. But we don't do this only with our voices. In the liturgy, we even do it with liturgical action. That a few minutes ago, the clergy proceeded out with a deacon holding the gospel, which details the life and works of Jesus Christ. And in a few more minutes, we'll do an even larger entrance, carrying the bread and wine that will be consecrated as the body and blood of Christ, bringing both the gospel and the bread and wine out among the people, because God is with us. And even more than that, we don't just process with this bread and wine, but having been consecrated as the body and blood of Christ, we come forward and receive it, so that he dwells in us, that we might also dwell in him. And like St. Christopher, whose icon we have in the back, we all become bearers of Christ. That name Christopher means Christ bearer. And so in receiving Eucharist, we all become Christopher. Beautiful thing. It's a good name. And as in his letter to the Romans, St. Paul reminds us that all who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. For if we have been united to him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united to him in a resurrection like his. So being Christ bearers, we bear his death so that we might also bear his resurrection. And we hear this also in the epistle to the Corinthians today. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. Now, I find great comfort in this great continuity that we have in our faith. That God is one and the same God who created the earth, who spoke through the prophets, who sent his Son, and guides his church even still. It's one complete story from beginning to end. The story of God's love for his people. We read in Psalm 33, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy is the man who takes refuge in him. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. It's the same thing that we just read in our epistle. One and the same. And so when we run into difficulties in our lives, we have no use for despair. Despair has no place in the Christian heart. Do we feel afflicted or persecuted, struck down, overwhelmed? Whether due to turbulence in our church, our home life, our work, school, or wherever we end up finding ourselves, it's okay. It's okay. This is just part of life in a sinful world. But God is with us. In the Gospel of St. John, just before going to his crucifixion, Christ says the following to his disciples and to us, and his stated purpose is that we might have peace. So Christ says this, In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yes, you're going to have tribulation. But it's okay. I've overcome it. And so, like St. Peter, when Christ called him to walk on the water, we can choose to focus on the light of Christ while the storm rages around us, keeping in mind what is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, praiseworthy, and in doing so, keep our head above water. Or we can shift our focus to the waves around us, the storms, the turmoil, and be overtaken by them and begin to sink. And yet, even when we do this, when we choose that second, less wise option, even when we do that, Christ stands there with his arm outstretched, ready to pull us back up to him. And so let's end how the epistle began. Brethren, it is God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts, to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Amen.